For unique perspectives in Christian truth and one-of-a-kind Bible studies, please visit our website, truthhuntershow.com. Help us get around big tech censorship on YouTube, Facebook, and others by subscribing to our website. You can do so by entering your email address right here and click subscribe. Another option is click the subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner, and you'll get a pop-up where you can enter your email address here and click subscribe. To support the work of the Truth Hunters, simply scroll down the page and you'll see ways that you can contribute by PayPal, Patreon, and Venmo. Thank you very much.
Oz, and thank you so much for joining me. How are you today? I hope you're all having a blessed day, even if there are storms going on in your life. I hope that you are able to overcome through the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who promises that everything happens for a reason, for the good, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, I'm just going to take this conversation we're having wherever the Lord leads, and let's see where it goes. But one thing I have on my heart I want to talk about, something that is very disturbing to me, because, well, the Bible says there would come a day when they will kill you, believing they're doing service unto the Lord. And that's talking about the false teachers, the false church, the people who believe that they're obeying the real Jesus Christ of the Bible, the people who believe they're really following him, doing his work, but they're actually leading the people of God astray through false teachings, deceptions, misunderstandings, misrepresentations, teaching a different Jesus, a different gospel, and, well, all of that. So one thing I see is that in the Word of God, we're supposed to love our enemies and pray for them, okay? The Bible is written to the church and for the church and about the church. It's not about the outer world. It's about God's people who have apostatized their covenant and walked away from the Lord. So we must understand that also. It's very important. So the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 that we are supposed to expose the deeds of darkness. So you have all sorts of people all over social media, making posts, shaming and condemning these sinful people of the world. Now, when it comes to the sinful people of the world who don't even know Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we are supposed to shine the light of Jesus Christ to them. We are supposed to pray for them. We are supposed to be a witness and a testimony to them. Let me ask you this, are posts shaming other people publicly going to lead them to true repentance, lead them to Jesus Christ, Yeshua? Well, the answer to that question is quite easy. No, it's going to push them away, upset them, anger them, hurt their feelings. That's not what it means about exposing the evils that Ephesians chapter 5, which I'll show you here in a second, tells us to do. It's talking about teaching the truth. It's talking about the apostate teachings. Expose the false teachings by teaching the actual truth. That's how we expose the deeds of darkness. We don't publicly shame other people. Okay, the Bible doesn't contradict itself. So when you run into that where the Bible tells us to do one thing, then in another part of the Bible it says a different thing, which are complete opposites, you have to understand it's a full living being. It all goes together. All right. But you have people who take scriptures out of context, people who misinterpret scriptures, and they don't really understand what those scriptures are really telling us. And I see this all of the time. And you see, I run into that where you try to correct someone and tell them, hey, this isn't the way. They like to throw that verse out at you that we're supposed to expose evil. Okay. Well, go expose yourself then. Because all of us pretty much are living in an apostate condition. We're all evil. We've all done evil things. The only reason that you have the gift of salvation or that I have the gift of salvation is because Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is forgiving us. God has forgiven us through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, okay? It's not because you were more special than any of these other people or that you did something to earn it. And most of you out there watching this, I don't care who you are, sin is sin. We are all doing evil things. We are all doing evil things, pretty much. The evil is in our heart. So why would God have you sit up on a pedestal when we're supposed to humble ourselves and point a finger at people, especially the lost people of the world who have no idea, really, the amount of evil or the magnitude of importance of what the evil is that they're doing really is because they're not a servant of the Lord. The evils that it's talking about are the evils in the church being performed by the teachers, the preachers, the body of Christ, and so on and so forth. That's the evils that it's talking about. And I'm adding this clip in. One other thing that is very important I forgot to mention is the fact that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, never publicly humiliated or shamed sinners. He ate with them. And I do believe I mentioned that aspect of it. But Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was himself made a public display of, shamed, and humiliated by the church of his day when he was indeed innocent. And he did this for his love for us sinners so that we could be forgiven and be saved. So if Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is our example, and he is the image of God, whose image by his Holy Spirit we are supposed to be in, then how is it biblical or even Christian to publicly shame or slander anyone? Furthermore, and you'll see more details on this in my post I'm making on my website about this, because there's a lot of stuff in that post that I haven't mentioned in this video message. But many of you might not be aware, and it does indeed happen even with famous people, that you can actually be sued for millions and millions of dollars for slandering someone, including a Hollywood person, a musician, a politician, anyone online. And it has been done. And I gave an example of that in my post on my website at truthhuntersshow.com. So like I said, I'm just adding this in. I recorded the video you're currently watching yesterday, but it's a very important point. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is our example, and he never publicly shamed anyone. In fact, it is the church, as I just mentioned, who put him to death, just as it is this day. The church, the religious system. We are the ones who have removed Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as head of the church and replaced him with an imposter, Satan, appearing as an angel of light. So the church of his day put him to death and hung him on the cross, which of course was God's will, so that we could be forgiven and receive salvation, the gift of salvation. But the end times church also puts Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to death spiritually. So as our example and by example, slandering people, public shame is not Christian. In my article, I also have included a bunch of other verses that are not in this video. So make sure you go check it out. So the Bible does not contradict itself. Let's look at a couple of verses here just to show you that the Bible does indeed speak about condemning others and judging others, especially publicly. That's not our job. Our job is to make corrections in the church against false teachings, false practices, the twisting and the false teachings of the Word of God, and so on and so forth. So let's look at some scriptures. Romans 12:17, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men, if possible, so far as it depends on you. Be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. This passage emphasizes the importance of avoiding vengeance and seeking reconciliation, which can help prevent public humiliation. All right, Matthew 7, 1 through 2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Romans 2, 1. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Romans 14, 10. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Romans 14, 13. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. 1 Corinthians 4, 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. James 4, 12. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy, but you, who are you to judge your neighbor? James 5, 9. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. John 8, 7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Righteous judgment, John 7, 24. Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. Proverbs 31, 9. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Isaiah 11, 3 through 4. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Zechariah 7, 9. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Leviticus 19, 15. Do not pervert justice, do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. 2 Timothy 4, 8. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Psalm 37, 30. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. Proverbs 24, 23. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. James 2, 12. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Now let's go ahead and look real quick at Ephesians chapter 5, and then I'm going to come back on the screen here. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness or silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Did you hear that? Now pay attention to this verse. This is written to the church. It doesn't matter if you've confessed the name of the Lord or not. Remember, do not take the name of the Lord God in vain, meaning a false vow or a false covenant. Apostasy means falling away, backsliding, turning away from the Lord. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Vain, taking it in vain. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So these are people who had taken the name of the Lord. Name means mark. The mark for us is the seal of salvation, the Holy Spirit, the mark of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, God's people who are apostatizing their covenant, falling away, turning away from the Lord. Disobedience to God. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. So stop right there. Notice it says, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. Who's hiding something? Who is doing something in secret? Let's look. Jude, okay, beginning with verse 3. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints. For certain persons have crept in where? To the church. Certain persons have crept in unnoticed, sneakily, secret, unnoticed. Those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. What is licentiousness? It means excess or shamelessness. That's talking about hypergrace. And deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. How do they deny him? They teach a different gospel. They teach a different Jesus. So now let's go back to the previous verse. Who is this referring to? It's referring to the false teachers, the false preachers, the false people in the body of Christ who are teaching a different Jesus and a different gospel. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. What does it mean right there? Verse 20, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God. What is the name, the mark, the seal? It means being in covenant with the Lord. Giving thanks for all things in covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in fear of Christ. So my friends, it is foolishness and disobedience to sit there and focus on making public posts, condemning and shaming the people of the world. We are supposed to be looking into the hearts of the people of the church, the false teachings, and how do we come up against that? How do we point out the flaws? Simply by teaching the truth. If more of us took so much energy and time just to teach the truth, teach the real gospel message of Jesus Christ, teach the real Jesus Christ, Yeshua, in the Bible, teach the truth. That is how we shine the light, which exposes the darkness. It's that simple. We're not supposed to make a public display. When the Bible tells us to act as judges, how do we judge? According to the Word of God. Well, how do we do that? Because we teach the truth. Just like what you see people who are really teaching the real gospel message of Jesus Christ in the Bible, just like you see them doing, just by teaching the truth. The truth is sharper than any double-edged sword. Us in our own strength, we aren't going to be able to do anything. So sitting there wasting your time making public shaming posts about Hollywood people, about musicians, about government and political leaders, and everything else, you can defend it all you want, but that is your flesh, not according to the Bible. According to the Bible, we're to love our enemies and pray for those who spitefully use us and persecute us. We're supposed to pray for the unbelievers, be a light to them. And the only way to be a light is just by teaching the truth. Teaching the truth in a spirit of love. Public shaming is not a spirit of love. Most of you all who do that do it for attention. You're trying to draw attention to yourself, to your profile, your public profile, your videos, your Facebook page, your Instagram, your TikTok, whatever. That is not what the Bible instructs us to do. Quit meddling in the things of the world. In fact, the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to meddle in the things of the world. So let's look right here. Proverbs 26:17, whoever meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you. 1 Peter 4:15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Matthew 7:1-5, judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. All right, let's look right here in 1 Peter chapter 4. It says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or a troublesome meddler. All right, let's look at the word meddler to see biblically in Greek how it is defined. Overseeing others' affairs, that is a meddler, specifically in Gentile customs, busybody in other men's matters, one who takes the supervision of affairs pertaining to others and in no wise to himself, a meddler in other men's affairs. And then it's divided up, okay, into two root words. The first one is belonging to another, something belonging to someone else, okay? And then the second word is an overseer. So an overseer, or acting as an overseer over something that belongs to someone else, that is what a meddler is. So when we are taking the time to make posts exposing the evils of the world and condemning the people of the world who don't even know the Lord, even if they are those people who say that they know the Lord, they still don't know the Lord. They're following a different Yeshua, a different Jesus. And secondly, how many of you watching this video can honestly say you are without sin? So many of us suffer with pride and we don't even know it because we're so prideful we can't see it. We say we're humble and we walk in the Lord, but we're puffed up with pride. So how many of us out there are without sin? How many of us out there were better than anybody else in this world? And Jesus Christ chose us because we were so sinless and wonderful and holy and pure. My friends, when we were all born into this world, we were just as evil as anybody else. And you may think that you chose Jesus, but you didn't. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, chose you. And sadly, the church of today is worse off than the sinners of the world. because we are sinning against God constantly. We're living in an apostate condition. We are living against God in outright blatant disobedience. We're supposed to be the ones shining the light, the city on the hill. We're supposed to be the ones leading these lost souls to Christ. We're supposed to be doing the miracles of God as a testimony and a witness of his power, which gives God glory. So what place have we or business in the things of the world or meddling in the things of the world? And how are your condemning evil, wicked posts or videos and write-ups, shaming and condemning people publicly, how do they show the love of Jesus Christ? In the Bible, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, did not do that. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, ate with the sinners as a witness to them. And he witnessed to them and showed them love. He didn't publicly shame the sinners. It was the arrogant, prideful, phony baloney Pharisees and Sadducees who were part of the religious system that Jesus was always coming up against. Not the sinners of the world, but the religious system, like yourself. Those of you out there who do such things, and you're sitting here puffing yourself up as you hear my voice, getting really angry, telling me I'm wrong. You're just like the Pharisees of the Bible, puffing yourself up, having an outward appearance, putting yourself up on a pedestal like the Pharisees, as if you're so holy and wonderful and mighty and sinless, when you're nothing. You're worse than the sinners that you're posting about. That is the truth. You are worse than the worldly sinners and the heathen that you're posting about, because there's more hope for them than there is for you, because you're so full of yourself that you cannot even feel the conviction of the Lord to know what you're doing is wrong. Shame on you. You know who you are. More than that, God knows who you are. You're making Christianity look bad. You're making those of us who are really trying to do the work of the Lord look bad, because you are sharing things like that in the name of God and in the name of his son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Therefore, giving Christianity a bad name. You are destroying the church. You are destroying the lost souls of the people who we are supposed to witness to and be a testimony to. Now, do I in any way advocate lying to people or sugarcoating things? Absolutely not. I advocate truth. But the truth must be spoken in a spirit of love. And if we're teaching the truth to the people who are lost, then they will hear it. God will lead those people to us and to our messages of truth. He will put us in situations where we can be a witness. Why don't all of you out there who do this exert the time and energy and effort to somehow reach those people in Hollywood, or reach the people in the political kingdoms, or reach the people in the music industry? Why don't you all come together and reach them for Christ Jesus? Invite them for dinner. Do something. Pray about it. If it's God's will, he'll let it happen. But you will get more that way in relation to winning the lost than you will by posting hatred and shame and condemnation. My friends, this is not the way of the Lord. You think it is. You have taken this scripture, expose evil, and you have puffed yourself up as if you are God himself on a pedestal, thinking that you're doing what is right, when all you're doing is hurting the body of Christ, those people, and yourself. Because you will be accountable for that. You're not doing a good thing. That is not the way. I really needed to take the time to address this, because it's something I see all over the place. And anytime I take it upon myself to say something to the people who do this, they have this, I don't know, godless attitude of pride and say, I'm exposing evil as the Bible commands. No, you're not. Well, yeah, you are. Sorry, you are. You're exposing the evilness of your own heart when you do that. That is not the way. And then I see the comments below. You'll have a varying comments. Some people who are speaking the same thing I'm saying. And then you'll have those who are like, oh yes, they're evil. They need to go to hell and all this other stuff. Is that what the Bible tells us as Christians to do? Is that what we're supposed to do? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. How is that the love for our Christ? The commandment of Jesus, love your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. That is what Jesus told us to do. Public displays of condemnation and shame are in no ways biblical. That's not how it's to be done, my friends. You know, I'm sorry if you can't see the truth between the lies. I'm sorry if you just don't have the time to remove all the former teachings, remove your pride, your hatred, and everything else, and actually sit down and study the Bible and quit taking scriptures out of context and perverting them. There's a healthy balance of things, and the Bible doesn't contradict itself. However, you who teach and practice lawlessness, you are the contradiction and you are the problem. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for watching this video. I hope this message has blessed you. I hope it has helped you. Don't forget to help me fight the censorship on YouTube and the grotesque shadow banning. Subscribe to my website. It's free and there's no spam and no ads or anything like that. You will get every video notification. You can subscribe at www.truthhuntersshow.com. Again, that's www.truthhuntersshow.com. And also, I am very much so in need of your support. I'm having to move because I can't afford my home. So I'm having to move because they keep jacking up my rent. I've stated this in other videos, but I'm just telling you again, if you have missed that, I'm having to move. I've had hardly any support coming in for a while. I do have a few people who have greatly helped me. Thank you to those of you who have helped me. God bless you. You know who you are, and God knows who you are. You know, I hear people say all the time that I want to witness to others, but I'm old or I'm handicapped, or I just really don't have the means to do that. Well, one way you can help is by helping to support what I do. And number two, by sharing these messages. When you share these messages, you're helping other people hear the truth. When you support what I'm doing, you're helping other people to hear the truth. You're helping me as God's teacher to continue teaching the truth to the people and reaching them with the truth all over the world, waking up the apostates and also winning the lost. So please consider some support. Again, I'm desperately in need of your support. I need regular support. Or if you can only give one time, I appreciate that as well. But thank you so much. God bless you. Let us remember to pray and search all the scriptures at all times. Don't just take anyone's word for it. Don't take my word for it. Study the scriptures. Study what the words mean for yourself. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.